Hegel's and Kant's and other philosophers' sort of downlook at art, undermining it. So maybe you can use the term of the Greek philosopher Pythagoras here, who said that a lot of knowledge doesn't make you smarter.
Thank you. I'm sure my students are very happy with all the help and with your answer here, right?
And thank you for such a question to your students.
And on a more personal note, I would just like to say I know the kind of danger that you put yourselves, all three of you, in Russia, and I applaud you for your courage. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I think you guys definitely passed the class. And now we will open to you, the audience, for people that have questions. If you want to line up at the two microphones that we have down here, and we'll take a few questions. Oh, we need the microphones on, Everett. If we could please have the Q&A mics turned on. Thank you.
I'm sorry, you're trying to leave.
Oh my gosh.
Hello?
Okay. Okay, we have sound. The microphone over here to our right.
I want to thank you so much for coming to Ann Arbor, Michigan. I appreciate the fight that you guys have fought against Vladimir Putin and fascist leaders across this world. I will ask you now, the Supreme Court of the United States has said that it is unconstitutional to sentence young people who are under the age of 18 to life in prison. In the state of Michigan, we have 300 more than any other state across this land. In Michigan, we have 300 people. I appreciate the work that you have done to bring light to the rights of prisoners in this country. Right now in Michigan, we have 300 people who were sentenced as adults under the age of 18, unconstitutionally sentenced to life in prison. I'm asking you right now, what do you think? What can we do? What can we bring to light to make sure that the people of this state, the families who are impacted by people who are sentenced to life under the age of 18, that's what I'm asking you right now. Thank you very much. One more thing. I'm so sorry. Right now, we have an election in 2012. Right now, Mark Totten. You need to vote for Mark Totten because Dave Schutte is going to hang these young people who have committed acts. Vote for Mark Totten. Vote Democrat in 2012. Thank you so much.
Well, you could do a public rally.
Ну, во-первых, на мой взгляд, неплохо было бы поиметь для начала сайт, где описана биография этих 300 людей, размещены их фотографии, их путь, что могло привести их к этому. То есть совершенно очевидно, что любое преступление, даже если оно реально имело место, общество не должно снимать себе ответственности за это преступление. Поэтому просто нужно вот эту ответственность донести до людей.
Well, you know, first of all, you should put up a website where you would describe in a lot of detail the biographies of these 300 people who are in prison, and because no matter what has happened in the lives of those people, society should never take off its responsibility in what has happened to them and with them and with their lives. So you should take some effort to describe how their lives went and how we committed and how what happened to them has happened.
Да, никогда не стоит забывать, что любой срок, тем более пожизненный срок, это срок не только для самого человека, но и для членов его семьи, что также должно учитываться при наказании, как говорит наше законодательство, ваше наверняка тоже.
And you should never forget that, obviously, a life imprisonment is a sentence not only to an individual, but also to members of his family, so this also should be taken into account when these people are sentenced.
Hello. Let's go to this side over here.
Hey, thanks a lot for coming and everything. So one thing I was thinking about this whole time while you guys were speaking was there were a few comparisons between the situation in Russia and the situation in America. For example, the Rikers Island incident. That I found that interesting just to hear, like, America painted, you know, in a positive light, just because, like, for me personally, I think for other people who have kind of, like, thought about the situation, you know, they definitely have their problems with how America handles other things. And you mentioned Chelsea Manning, and I also was thinking about Edward Snowden when you were thinking about that. And so I was curious as to what you guys thought about the fact that, you know, Edward Snowden was granted asylum in Russia, and, you know, like, the fact that, like, obviously there's a lot of problems that are going on in Russia and a lot of things that are going bad, and I think equally, in America there's also things that are going bad, but I wondered what your opinion on that was, or, like, you know, how you view that situation or similar situations.
Если человек находится в такой вот мировой тюрьме, когда ему некуда деться, кроме пожизненного заключения в США или России, то это... Наверное, одна из самых вообще сложных жизненных ситуаций, которая может возникнуть.
Well, you know, obviously, when a person is in such a difficult situation, when, you know, the whole world could be like a prison to him, and where he has very few options of where to go and what to do to not get life imprisonment in the United States, it's one of the worst situations that one can appear. And, well, it's... that he's in Russia is just the way it is with him right now.
И нам очень не нравится, что сложилась такая ситуация, что человек оказался в такой глобальной тюрьме.
And we really don't like the situation that Snowden sort of found himself in this global prison.
И нам очень не нравится, что он может быть использован в качестве аргумента таким человеком, как Владимир Путин.
And we really don't like the situation that Snowden can be used as an argument by Vladimir Putin.
И поэтому мне бы очень хотелось, чтобы вы добились того, чтобы ваши власти отступились от него, и он смог вернуться к вам в страну.
So obviously we would really want that if you could make your own government sort of back off from Edward Snowden, and he could return back to the United States.
Что касается его так называемого преступления, то мы верим, что граждане не имеют права знать о том, что делает их государство.
Regarding his so-called crime, well, obviously we do think that citizens have the right to know what their own government is doing.
Thank you so much.
Okay, let's go.
I'll ask the question in English first, and then I'll ask it in Russian. So, as someone that was born in the United States but has family, all of my family's in Moscow, and I haven't been back there in 7 years. And in the 7 years since I've been there, the political climate has severely changed. And as people have grown up there, of course, you feel that. So my question is, how do you feel about your identity as being Russians? Like, do you feel torn in that in any way? Do you feel like you want to continue to identify yourselves as Russians, or do you try to shy away from that?
Спасибо большое, что вы сюда пришли. Вопрос, как вы чувствуете себя как русские, даже как русские женщины? Вот для меня это очень трудно, что я здесь выросла, и что вот страна, где вся моя семья живет, что такое теперь творится. И для меня это очень трудно, как бы чувствовать себя как русской, но одновременно вот что такое творится, вот как вы считаете?
Ну, замечательно относимся к тому, чтобы чувствовать себя как русские женщины, потому что русские женщины — это, наверное, не только Елена Мизулина, которая вот выступает, в частности, против орального и анального секса, но и Александр Калантай в том числе.
Well, you know, obviously we feel very good about feeling ourselves as Russian women, because we believe that Russian women are not just the state, the member of the Russian parliament, Елена Мизулина, who try to propose all these laws against oral and anal sex, but also the sexual revolutionist from the 20s, Alexandra Kollontai. She's also a Russian woman.
Мы пока путешествовали, встретили очень много русских, которые сейчас живут не в России по тем или иным причинам, и многие из них действительно для того, чтобы чувствовать себя причастными к стране, устраивают антипутинские демонстрации, чтобы показать, что нашу страну представляет собой не только этот человек, но и много кто еще, даже за границей. И, собственно, мы таких людей очень поддерживаем. Вот в Гарварде тоже видели их.
In the course of our travels, we met a lot of people who right now live outside of Russia, Russians, and they often they try to do anti Putinist demonstrations where they live in Europe or the United States, so that's always very good to sort of keep reminding the world that Russia is not just made up of Vladimir Putin. And in Harvard we also met people like that, so it's also very it's those kinds of actions are always very wonderful.
Когда это случилась вещь в Гарварде, мы пригласили студентов пойти вместе с нами в полицейский участок, чтобы освободить Романа. И можете назвать это совпадением, но с нами пошли именно люди, которые изучают русский язык
с кафедры славистики.
Может быть, он какой-то освобождающий?
When this young man was arrested by Harvard police, it just happened that when we invited a certain group of students to come with us to the police station, those who responded with more willingness to go were people who studied Russian from the Slavic department. So maybe Russian language does have a certain liberation sense of it.
Ну и пока русский язык здесь никто не понимает, здесь вы можете использовать его в качестве конспирации. Мы все время так делаем.
So, and since very little people understand Russian in the United States, you can learn it and use it as a secret language, because very few people understand
it. Nice answer.
Спасибо.
Gentleman over here.
Здравствуйте, меня зовут Гриша. А у меня более несерьезный вопрос. Какой у вас самый любимый фастфуд ресторан и что вы там заказываете?
По-английски.
Can the translator do it?
The young man is ashamed probably to translate his question. So the question was what their favorite fast food restaurant is and what do you usually order there?
I think it's a good question. Скажи, что мы будем думать над ним больше, чем над остальными.
I think we're going to be thinking about this question right now more than we thought about the others.
It's not so easy as politics.
Ну, если исходить из логики того, что надо любить то, что закрывают, то нам нужно любить Макдональдс, потому что у нас сейчас открывают Путин в Москве как контрмеру против западных санкций.
Well, you know, if you follow the logic that you have to love something that is repressed and punished, you then we would have to say McDonald's, because right now Putin is trying to close down McDonald's in Russia as a measure against United States politics.
Nicely done.
Мне хотелось, конечно, отойти от логики.
But in this particular case, I would want to step away from logic.
В магазин обычно ходим просто за едой, в супермаркет. Покупаем там себе разные овощи, фрукты и еду.
Well, in reality, we don't eat fast food that much. We mostly go to more small markets and supermarkets and buy different stuff there. But
Маша is very serious. He asked me serious, so I'm an honest person.
Okay, we only have time for a couple more questions, so we should probably move on. You over here, please.
Do you have any issues with the way the American media portrays you and uses your stories? For example, do you ever get the sense that your stories are being used to further anti-Russian rhetoric?
Да, это проблема точно так же, как и проблема является... Yes, it is a problem, as the problem is TV channel Russia Today channel, and I think we have problems that are very similar. For example, problems of propaganda is a problem of US and problem of Russia. So we know that it is a problem, so we try to find a way to avoid it. So as we did channel, our own channel, our own outlet in Russia, you can do it, your own media outlet in US to fight against propaganda. And, да, и я думаю, что, конечно, вот эта наша огромная популярность в западных медиа, это некоторый отголосок холодной войны, которая, к несчастью, возрождается заново, но это не нравится нам скорее, чем нравится.
And well, we do realize that this sort of certain popularity and spotlight that we have in Western media is a certain far cry of the Cold War that now seems to be restarting. So we would say that we don't like that rather than like it.
Okay. Yes?
Hello, my name is Celeste Adams. I'm currently a senior in high school here in Ann Arbor. And first of all, I'd like to say what an honor it is to be able to talk to you right now. I'm sure you've gotten that a lot lately, but it really is. So my question is, if you were men instead of women, how do you think Russians or Russia's reaction to your protest, to your work, would have been different? And also, what do you think of disability rights in Russia?
You're asking us about if we will be male persons and went to church, what they did with us?
Yes, like would your treatment, for example, you were being whipped and you were sprayed with pepper spray, would that be any different if you were male instead of women?
Я практически убеждена, что огромное отличие было бы.
Yes, I think there would be a great difference, definitely.
Потому что они использовали феминизм как слово и как идеологию, собственно, как нечто, что должно уголовно преследоваться в данном случае.
Because the government used during our court trial and in other cases feminism as a bad word and as something that should be prosecuted.
Ну, я не совсем уверена в том, что они отдавали себе отчет в том, что они делают, но они так написали в приговоре.
Well, we don't really know if they actually sort of were in good intellectual terms with what they were doing by that, but this is what it says in our court statement, that feminism was one of the bad words we were saying in church.
Другая вещь — это, собственно, та спекуляция, которая происходила на наших детях, когда государство, собственно, одним из главных, наверное, аргументов в качестве того, что мы плохие, использовало то, что мы не находимся дома, не варим суп для своих детей, а делаем такое, в кавычках, такое.
And another thing is sort of speculative sentiments against our children, because the government and government propaganda often used to say things that we are bad because we do stuff like this, rather than sitting at home with the kids and cooking soup.
Ну вот у нас есть достаточное количество заключенных мужчин, и ему и им никогда не напоминают о детях, и не публично, не через суд.
Obviously, there's a big number of imprisoned men in Russia, and in no cases would the government try to remind them of their children.
У нас есть
очень достойные люди в России, которые занимаются проблемой людей с ограниченными возможностями. Это, в частности, такие люди, как Ирина Ясина, которая в свое время была связана с фондом Михаила Ходорковского, еще того, кого посадили.
Well, we have about disabled people's problems in Russia. We do have some very bright people in Russia who work on those issues. For example, Irina Yasina, who's a disabled person herself and who has worked with Mikhail Khodorkovsky, the Russian businessman, before he was in prison.
Но, как правило, этими проблемами у нас, к несчастью, занимаются ровно те люди, которых Владимир Путин призывает наш народ ненавидеть, те люди, которых он называет пятой колонной и национал-предателями.
But unfortunately, problems of disabled people are also more often taken up by people whom Vladimir Putin tries to portray as the class of traitors, the creative class, and just the critical-minded class of people who the ordinary man should hate.
У нас журналисты одной независимой газеты делали замечательный материал о том, как человек с ограниченными возможностями может передвигаться по городу. Журналист просто сел в инвалидную коляску и попытался добраться из точки А в точку Б.
One reporter friend of ours from a very good independent newspaper in Moscow did a report of how, of basically how accessible Moscow was to people in wheelchairs. So the reporter basically pretended to be in a wheelchair for a day and tried to access from point A to point B.
Ну, у него, ему и удалось достичь точки Б.
He didn't. He was not able to reach point B.
То есть у нас действительно большинство домов, оно не оборудовано лифтами, тротуары не приспособлены для этого, и существует целая масса вещей, которые ты... Если в том случае, если ты имеешь возможность ходить, не замечаешь, а вот прочитав такой, например, репортаж, начинаешь замечать сразу.
So, and this report was so valuable because if you're able to walk freely, you do not pay attention to a lot of issues, to issues that a lot of locations, staircases and elevators are not accessible for people in wheelchairs, but after this report, a lot of people started noticing those issues. So that is important, and the situation with those issues in Russia is overall quite bad.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I'm so sorry that I have to be the person to do this. We're going to take a couple more questions, but I'm just giving you fair warning. This is turning into a movie theater very soon, and so I am tasked with clearing this room before the movie starts. But let's have another question over here.
I'd like to thank you guys for the work you do in Russia and around the world. I think it's really important work. But my question is, do you believe that the pace of progress in human rights in Russia is going so slowly because of ignorance, that people in Russia don't really know about what's happening, the problems? Or do you believe it's apathy, that people don't care in Russia, that these problems exist? Or do you think that people actually care and know about human rights problems in Russia?
Ну, странно, наверное, говорить, что у России есть какая-то особенная апатичность, когда вот мы много раз задавали этот вопрос, нам каждый раз отвечают одинаково, что самый популярный канал в США — это Fox News.
I think you got the end of that. Well, you know, it would be strange to say that Russians have a certain apathy. You know, we've had this question to Americans a lot of times, what is the most popular channel in the United States? And all the time the answer was that it is Fox News.
Поэтому, собственно, как бы мы этого не хотели, но человек все-таки это в некоторой степени производное от того, что он потребляет.
So, no matter what way we'd want to have this portrayed, a person is unfortunately constructed of what he sees and what he listens to and watches.
У нас в России та пропаганда, которая у нас имеется, она гораздо, скорее всего, более низкого качества, чем Fox News, и люди смотрят только это. У них нет возможности даже узнать о том, что вы сейчас вот перечислили.
But the propaganda we have in Russia is much lower quality than Fox News. So they wouldn't even have the chance to find out about the things that you've just mentioned in your question.
Okay, let's take a question from you. We have just a few minutes.
Thank you. We thank you for what you've done and what you do. I want to ask you about punk and why punk is protest. I'm old enough to have seen Sham 69 and march with Joe Davis 40 years ago. Why did punk travel to Russia so late, and why did it become the way protest started in that way and not nothing else?
Нет, ну, во-первых, он не опоздал, это неправда. У нас тоже были панк-группы, и вот одна из самых лучших, наверное, российских панк-групп — это конец 80-х годов.
Well, first of all, you can't say that punk really was super late in Russia, not, at least not as late as you think. One of the most popular Russian punk bands appeared in the middle and late 80s.
No, I meant as a protest. I'm sorry, I meant as a way of protesting rather than just punk as music.
Не те группы, на которых мы выросли, панк, рок 80-х, как Гражданская оборона, эти люди более чем протестовали. Они были маргиналами. На них все смотрели как на сумасшедших. Они все равно делали музыку.
You know, it would be right to say that these bands, these Russian punk bands from mid and late 80s, there was a lot of protest in them, and political protest. For example, this band we could notice, its name is Grazhdanskaya Oborona. It's a very difficult Russian name, it means civil defense. Although they were very alternative and had very like sort of alternative looks, but they still had a lot of political protest content in them, and they were very powerful.
Ну или группа кино, например. Так или иначе, это не были такие мальчики из там золотая молодежь, как мы это называем в России, которые записываются там на каких-то купленных своими отцами студиях. Это были вот те самые люди, которые принесли панк с Запада, несмотря на то, что их арестовывали регулярно.
And well, and another group called Kino, well, and you know, they weren't some well-to-do kids that tried just to copy musical styles from the West. They really did have a lot of meaning and power and political protest in those music tones that they had.
Ну и железный занавес был в конце концов.
And but you shouldn't forget about the Iron Curtain as well.
Okay, we are going to take one more question. I'm sorry, folks. Have to be the bad guy. Miss.
It's a really fast one. I just wanted to ask about, I saw a tweet from you guys last night that was, we had landed in Detroit and we want to inspect the most dangerous neighborhoods. And I was wondering if that was satirical or lost in translation, or if you would elaborate on what that meant. And as a second part, I wanted to invite you to a party tonight in a dangerous neighborhood in Detroit.
Ну да, во-первых, конечно, спасибо за приглашение. Но, во-вторых, надо сказать, что тут никто вот из нас не писал его. У нас достаточно много людей, поэтому не всегда можно позвать того, кто конкретно писал.
Well, first of all, thank you very much for the invitation. Secondly, we like to do a lot of collective work. And unfortunately, there's a big team of people who actually do things and work with us. And we can't call the person that actually wrote that tweet.
But we address these questions to this person.
Thank you.
И если уж так сложилось, то мы, конечно, сходим в такие места. Нам интересно.
Yes, and we definitely just basically like to see how things are in all places that we visit. And we try to visit.
Good news is they're going to have a tour of Detroit tomorrow.
Yes.
And they will go to dangerous places.
Usually it happens that we just meet with local activists and it becomes dangerous. Because police have tend to arrest us.
Let's hope that does not happen here.
Да, ну, например,
and what about the party?
Когда мы пытались забраться на Золотого быка в Нью-Йорке с Сесилем Макмиллан.
For example, we almost got arrested when we tried to get on top of that golden bull on Wall Street in New York. We were almost arrested there by the police.
Wow. Okay, folks, I'm afraid we're out of time. Thank you all so much for coming.
You.
Today, it is impossible to avoid hypocrisy in any struggle against the status quo. The political and economic structures are constructed so that it is practically impossible to avoid being implicated in their workings. Today, whatever a man thinks of the employment opportunities available to him or of our economic system itself, he has almost no choice except to work if he does not want to starve to death or die of an illness for which he could not afford health care. If he does not believe in material property, he still has no choice but to buy all the food and clothing he needs and to buy or rent living space, that is, if he is not ready to live at odds with the legal system. For there is no free land left that has not been claimed by someone, almost no food or other resources anywhere that are not someone's property. If a woman wants to distribute material criticizing the capitalist system of production and consumption, she still has no way to produce and distribute this material without paying to produce it and selling it to consumers, or at least selling advertising, which encourages people to be consumers, to finance production. If a woman does not want to finance the brutal torture and slaughter of animals in the name of capitalism, she can stop eating meat and dairy products, stop purchasing health products which were tested on animals, and stop wearing leather and fur. But there are still animal products in the films in her camera and movies she watches, in the vinyl records she listens to, in countless other products which she will be hard-pressed to do without in a modern society. Besides, the companies she buys her vegetables from are most likely connected to the companies who make meat and dairy products, so her money goes to the same ends. And these vegetables themselves were probably picked by migrant workers or other oppressed labor. For the average man who is unready to uproot his life completely and risk death and complete ostracism, keeping his hands clean of the nightmare around him is an impossible dream. Even if you radically reject and disconnect yourself from every one of these institutions and survive by means of theft or transgression alone, you are still playing a role in the status quo. The system is a vast, organic entity that includes everything within its boundaries, even the recluses who flee from it and the terrorists who die fighting it. To fight it is always to fight it from within, for it creates us and molds us, even when it directs us against itself. To claim to be outside it for even an instant, living as we do in a world that is made up almost entirely of human constructs, whether physical, social, or philosophical, is worse than madness. It is a misplaced fanaticism of a decidedly Christian bent. Most Western values are so deeply ingrained in our minds that it is practically impossible to avoid being influenced in our actions by the very assumptions and attitudes we are struggling against. After a lifetime of being taught to place a financial value on the hours of our lives, it is hard to stop feeling like one must be rewarded materially for an activity for it to be worthwhile. After a lifetime of being taught to respect hierarchies of authority, it is very difficult to suddenly interact with all human beings as equals, let alone have sex with them without eroticizing domination and submission. After a lifetime of being taught to associate happiness with passive spectatorship, it is hard to enjoy building furniture more than watching television. And of course, there are 10,000 more subtle ways in which these values and assumptions manifest themselves in our thoughts and our actions. This does not mean that resistance is futile. Indeed, if our choices today are so limited that we cannot act without replicating the conditions from which we are trying to escape, resistance is all the more crucial. This does mean that innocence is a myth, a counter-revolutionary concept which we must leave behind us with the rest of post-Christian thinking. The traditional Christian demand upon human beings is that they be innocent, that they keep their hands clean of any sin. At the same time, sin is so difficult for any Christian to avoid, as counter-revolutionary activity is today for us, that this demand leads to feelings of guilt, failure, and ultimately despair when he realizes that it is impossible for him to be innocent and pure. In fact, by forbidding sin, Christian doctrine makes it all the more tempting and intriguing for the believer. For whether the mind does or not, the human heart recognizes no authority and will always seek out that which is forbidden. We must not make the same mistakes as the Christians. The demand that radicals be free from hypocrisy, free from any implication in the system, has the same effects as the Christian demand that people be free from sin. It creates frustration and despair in those who would seek change, and at the same time makes hypocrisy all the more tempting. Rather than seek to have clean hands, we should aim to make the inevitable negative effects of our lives worthwhile by offering enough positive activity to more than balance the scales. This approach to the problem can save us from being immobilized by fear of hypocrisy or shame about our guilt. Besides, demands that we avoid hypocrisy deny the complexity of the human soul. The human heart is not simple. Every human being has a variety of desires which pull her in different directions. To ask that she only pursue some desires and always ignore others is to demand that she remain perpetually unfulfilled and curious. This is typical of the kind of dogmatic, ideological thinking that has afflicted us for centuries, and insists that the individual must be loyal to one set of rules and only one, rather than doing what is appropriate for her needs in a particular situation. It might be well true that the whole self can only be expressed in hypocrisy. Certainly, a person needs to formulate a general set of guidelines regarding the decisions she will make, but to break from these occasionally prevents stagnation and offers the opportunity to consider whether the guidelines need reevaluation. A person who is not afraid to be hypocritical from time to time is in less danger of selling out permanently one day, because she is able to taste the forbidden fruit without feeling forced to make a permanent choice. She is immune to the shame and eventual despair that afflict those who strive for perfect innocence. So be proud of yourself as you are. Don't try to get the inconsistencies of your soul to match up in a false and forced manner, or it will only come back to haunt you. Rather than holding inflexibility to a set system, let us dare to reject the idea that we must be faithful to any particular doctrine in our efforts to create a better life for ourselves. Let us not claim to be innocent. Let us not claim to be pure or right. But let us proclaim loudly that we are all hypocrites, that we will stop at nothing, not even hypocrisy, in our struggle to take control of our lives. In this age when it is impossible to avoid being a part of a system we strive against, only blatant hypocrisy is truly subversive, for it alone speaks the truth about our hearts, and it alone can show just how difficult it is to avoid living the modern life which has been prepared for us, and that alone is a good reason to fight. Exhibit A, Crime Think Itself. The Crime Think Collective is a perfect example of the difficulties a subversive organization will encounter in seeking to avoid hypocrisy, and of the liberating possibilities that embracing hypocrisy can create. Our tabloid Harbinger exists to criticize such modern phenomenon as advertising, which is fundamentally an effort on the part of modern businesses to persuade people to purchase their products whether or not this is in their best interest. And yet Crime Think must sell advertising in the pages of Harbinger in order to finance its publication, at least when the proceeds from stolen cars are not enough. Harbinger exists to warn against those who would sell ideologies that prescribe certain kinds of thinking and acting, whether or not these manners of thinking and acting are in the best interest of human beings. And yet, in order to compete with these forces, Crime Think too must sell an ideology of sorts, an ideology of thinking for yourself, but an ideology all the same. Certainly we may claim that our products, our ideologies, really are in the best interest of human beings, but isn't that what every corporation and political party claims? In this case, and 1,000 others, it is impossible for us in Crime Think to pursue the goals we seek without simultaneously betraying those goals. Just as we strive to fight against the system, we replicate it. Selling revolutionary ideas is still selling ideas, and as long as buying and selling are taking place, nothing truly revolutionary is happening. Indeed, the fact that revolutionary ideas are being used to perpetuate the status quo means that whatever resistance there might be is neutralized and assimilated from the start. On the other hand, activity is better than inactivity, and perhaps the efforts that we make here will still be able to have positive effects. And hopefully our willingness to point out where we are compromised will prevent those compromises from rendering our efforts useless. It might be possible to incite genuine change in the lives of human beings, despite the implication inherent in any kind of activity today. It's worth a try. Of course, perhaps this sort of idealism will only serve to trick us, with the best of all possible intentions, into betraying the very ideals which we seek to promote. Perhaps we are sealing our own fate by transforming whatever genuine ideas for change people may have into ultimately ineffectual activities, such as purchasing revolutionary products and discussing the ideas of others. Perhaps the advertising we sell in Harbinger will only lead people to purchase the products advertised and thus be forced to remain trapped in the wage slavery system, rather than harmlessly raising the funds necessary to publish our demand for the end of the system. Or maybe this hypocrisy is merely a cover that allows us to go about our business of revolution without appearing to be much of a threat, by making us appear to be another innocuous pseudo-revolutionary group. Perhaps we only appear to be hopelessly compromised, so the forces that have a stake in the status quo will not recognize the threat that we do pose until it is too late. Or it might even be that Crime Think is actually orchestrated by those very forces to lead those who do desire change astray into expanding their efforts uselessly. Even then, it might have unforeseen effects. Who can tell for sure? The thing is to act joyously, not to accept that we are helpless to effect change. For if we seek to resist the roles in life set forward for us, if we fight a spirited fight against the forces that would keep us in despair, if we dare to act on our own and to act passionately and freely, that itself is revolution.
You're listening to Martha.
Oh.
Friday afternoon, just gone 3 o'clock across the UK. My name is Martha. You are listening to NTS Channel One. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for spending your bank holiday with me. I have tons of new music to share with you and an incredible guest mix on the show this week. Let's go this way to start things off. Zuli, musician from Egypt. His remix EP of the Trigger Finger track is out now. And this is Lee Gamble's mix.
I lived it, make a pack disappear, I'm gifted. In the ends, doing quick flip, reload, landed, coming like Christmas. It's not personal, it's just business. Touring the ends, I'm freedom risking. Vacuum pack like a pick and mix. Tea house, everyday flip and flip. Brick on brick, smash that Amacy, 15 quid. Chattings, everyday acid lips. Niggas ain't shit, man, sound like chicks. Still up in the ends, scurrying new shape whips. On roll with a Persian team. Chopping ain't dead, man, just ran through six on the plug, cause I need more bits.
Could've been, would've been, could've seen. Wouldn't dream, still do it for the team. Next year, need a mil and a beam. Dry hands, but these hands make cream. Got packs and wraps and dreams. Make a rock off her back and leave. HD man, the trims them clean. This a long distance league. Kill him, don't play. Kill him, don't ramp. Make a one move, then I might come back. Killy them school, go hard in the flats. Got a killy quay, them now come back. Anything dead, man's charging that. Got a dead one, get the sharpest hat. Got a mad act that'll take them packs. Free up the goons, free R's and that.
If bro wants to go in a duo, I phone up cars like bring the van.
ain't got no deal, I make deals in flats, cause sign is cats. My friends ain't got no chill, 1 minute they're cool, then it's bangers and mash. And the water they dripped on spill, but it's more of a...
Yeah, they say we're proper, love them proper. You just see what I've done, shut down shutter. Steel and copper, yeah, they give me uh-uh. Smooth like butter, really
ain't got where mango. And fam, that's famo. Jump on the stage and lock that off. I feel like Alex in Glasgow. Pen gal pretty and buff. Bum titty bum, look at her back though. Man, re-up once and think they're the plug. You are not El Chapo. Big drip like C-Say. Two teams, one swift as a freeway. Heard them man onto the gang, but man, I ain't into the he say, she say. You ain't the plug, relax. You went OT for 3 days. Man, run through, grab like a relay. Got the mad beat from BK.
Gally want weed and D-I-C-K. Big business, man, G's on my briefcase. Trip, P-Wiz case on my C-Ks. Get a gap beat like BK. GTA from the Grove like CJ. Lateness is a greatness, can't be late. Pull up on pop till it's empty. 22 shots like C-Day. Do the works on the clothes, get cremate. Two man, me, my family late. Don't pre-games, in it like EA. I don't delay, only racks what D makes. 3-5, 3-2 or 3-8. Tidy, man, they tryna put it on jeans with.
Brown one's cute and sexy. Wanna come network, wanna get social. Been OT and I've been local. Low-key, flying them packs like postal. Whip that strong like Goku. If you don't know how, bro can show you. Them man just doing a vocal. Corning turners, turn man tofu. Been global, shutting down shows. Arm in NZ, doubling O's. Don't mess with bros, them gangs unload. Gangs on smoke, who them man know. Them man just do it for snap. That bare captions, all I see is cat. You wanna talk wax on tracks on ends, you have to pay tax like that.
If bro wants to go on a duo, I'll phone up cause I bring the van. I ain't got no deal, I make deals in flats, they sign these cats. My friends ain't got no chill, 1 minute they cool, they bangs and mash. And I would say they drip some spill. Boys more of
them. Yeah, they say we're proper. Love them proper. You just do it after. Shut down shutter. Steel and copper.
Good NTS, you're listening to myself, Martha. You just heard music from Zully, an Egyptian artist, part of the NTS family, as remixed by Lee Gamble. Then we ran straight into a new one from Smoke Boys called Spill, and this, A.G., if you're looking for her, Emotionless, and that is the Club Kiss version, which she has put on her Bandcamp, so go support. Let me let you know how the rest of the show is going to be sounding this afternoon. So... Intern Hookup is the name of this artist, and this is The Glance's mix of Letting Off Steam in the Woods.
My house, my rules,
you better walk.
My pleasure,
nella mia casa ogni legge sospesa.
My
Italy on the way, House of Kita. That is Miss Kita and Kenji with the Lazy Flow edit of House of Kita. I think we'll treat ourselves to a bank holiday garage moment, courtesy of Holloway. His edit of Sky Juice's Garage Bunnies plays for you on the show today. Plus, in the mix, Pluralist is in the mix from Birmingham, representing more of that 100 BPM techno, slow, chuggy stuff that I am obsessed with at the moment. So looking forward to 20 minutes of that later on in the show. Right now though, let's get into brand new Elle Heist. This is her song, Done Talking.
Pay my own wage. From early you can never box me in.
Bad when they're telling on you. They be making stories, what you gon' do? Only what they putting in is to break you. Even when you're showing love, they will pick at you. So this at you. I see you missing. Oh, what a hindrance. Oh God, what a hindrance.
Yes, I would do my thing. Even when you throw darts at me, I came to do business. So out my way with the talking. On my own way, on my own page, pay my own wage. From early you can never box me in.
Yeah, I know you've heard it before. We gotta stay glued up, be sure. Be yourself in every situation. You can't help it, you're blessed and you're making it. You come through with a fresh babe. The flower child on your estate. Cause God, what a mistake. We gully creep on the work rate. Every day a new day. What the bitter off your face. Better nation, better race. Find it back, what did I just say?
Yes, I would do my thing. Even when you throw darts at me, I came to do business. So out my way with the talking. On my own way. On my own page. Pay my own wage. From early you can never box me in.
Are you being for real? I've been out here working. Stop making a big deal. Every day is a new day. Get with the winner's team, baby. Baby, 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 baby.
With the talking.
Oh,
my.
loving this from the label Scuffed Recordings, the people who brought you Nicky Nair, the Glances EP, and this is Glances on the remix for Intern Hookup, a song called Letting Off Steam in the Woods. I really like this one, Australian producer Intern Hookup, and it is going to be out at the end of the month. Hi, my name is Martha. You're listening to NTS right now. Thank you so much for being with me on your bank holiday. Let me know what you're up to. This show is not live because it's bank holiday in the UK and everyone at NTS is having a little rest, especially after the huge weekend last weekend, 24 hours of incredible programming across NTS for Remote Utopias. There were some really, really special moments. Arca, Erykah Badu, JME's video game music show, loads of amazing stuff to check out on the NTS site and on the app if you haven't done so already. Okay, next one from me. Music from Milan, Italy. Big up to my lovely friend Maggie, who put me on to Miskita a while back. And this is new music from Miskita, House of Kita. This is Lazy Flow's mix. Guest mix is coming from Pluralist on the other side of this.
Oh, girl. Ah! You better walk. Sucre. Lazy Flow.
La Dorée.
La durée.